This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Second segment, a little bit after the aftermath of Iowa. We got a couple texts here. One text is like, explain how we go from 5-1 to 1-5. We'll get into that. Clantonio John says, where is he at? Florida State is horrible. Why leave for a lateral move? I can't answer that. I don't know.
Can I try and answer that?
Sure.
I would say it is certainly a lateral move in title, maybe even a step down, because I doubt he's associate head coach at Florida State. We all love Nebraska. We all think Nebraska is going to be a better job, but I think you have more access, more direct access to talent down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say Florida State is probably closer to winning an ACC title than Nebraska is to winning a Big Ten title.
Even after 2-10?
Even after 2-10. They did just win 13 games.
Yeah. I can see why you can say that. You could turn that bad boy around
a little quicker, like that, yeah. I would guess.
Not
to say it can't happen at Nebraska. Hasn't happened at Nebraska yet. Norvell took him from what, 3-9 to 6-6, or to 9-3, 3-9 to 9-3 to 13-1 last year.
Yeah.
Again, not saying it can't happen at Nebraska, but it hasn't happened at Nebraska. Mm. I'm not saying Florida State's a step up. I'm not saying it's a step down.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a defensible move from Tony White.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of depends on what the dynamics are of it, you know, as far as, you know, what, you know, contract. And, who knows? I imagine he might be associate head coach, D coordinator there.
Gus Malzahn's in to coach offense there. He's the OC.
So you know, that's just the title. I mean, you're defensive coordinator, essentially. You're head coach of the defense. Obviously the talent pool in Florida is obviously a lot different than Nebraska. I see the thing where your lateral move, but also I think, like, if you could turn Florida State around, you could probably maybe parlay that into, like, maybe a head coaching job rather quickly. I guess if that's it. But, you know, the hard thing is really turning that Florida State team around, because they had some talented dudes there this year, and they played like hot garbage.
Do you think that this is a move from Tony White to set up the next move, or is the next move see if Norvell gets fired and you're the next call?
I think it's maybe the next move. I think if Tony White performs well, Norvell ain't going to go nowhere, because the defense and offense will be in conjunction, and then he'll have to go. Who knows? I think Tony White's probably more apt to go get a head coaching job versus Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, Gus sooner. Has been there, done that already.
Yeah. Right, and I think he was welcome. I think he seemed like, for him to jump on the offensive coordinator gig, that lets you know that he's trying to be like Chip Kelly.
Right.
But Chip Kelly got paid a lot of money, and if I'm Ryan
Day, put up 10 points.
Right, if I'm Ryan Day, you got to go. Yes. But, you know, yeah, sir. So, yeah.
If you were me.
Well, it's not only that. I was told I need to hire you. I did. You didn't call a very good game. This is what I'm paying you $2 million for.
This game.
And you dookie down your leg, along with Will Howard. But anyways, back on task. Florida State that's a blue blood program. I mean, they're on a little bit of a downstreak. It's no different than when Tony White came here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's, I don't see it as an uptick. I don't see it as a downgrade. I see positives in it, you know, going because you're going blue blood to blue blood. I can see why he did it, you know. And I don't know all the backstory, and I don't need to know. It's his business. Ain't gonna change how I think of him. I tremendous amount of respect for him. You know, he's one. You know, I will tell you this from a coordinator standpoint and a coach. In a coach, right? Because here's the thing, is I always look at coaches. And look, you come to Nebraska, you got a lot of former players around. You know, they kind of can be standoffish or whatever, maybe intimidate, whatever it may be. Tony White, I'm telling you what, man, for a dude that was personable, actually inquisitive, and was very, very, like, maybe overly too much respectful, was a great dude, man, I'm telling you. And he was, you know, he's always saying, hey, if you see something I'm doing wrong, let me know. And I'm just like, dude, that's, I'm not, and he probably was used to dudes tell, I'm just like, that's not me, man. I mean, I've talked to him a couple times about defense, talked to him about experience and how to maybe articulate things to players. Very minimal, because I never want to disrespect the former player coach line or whatever. But first of all, he's a breath of fresh air for, I'm talking about guys in the past. Welcoming former players, learning about Nebraska, learning about black shirts, having a standard, understanding, you know, the big picture. He was great. So it's and then also he was a good recruiter and all that other stuff. So it's hard to lose those guys, and you can see why he goes and doesn't. And you always got to respect he's got a family, so he's got to do what's best for his family. I could tell you this, the latter
new year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Or collateral damages. All you Lincoln high schools, you guys don't get his son no more, because his son could play
baller.
His son was a baller, so now you lose it too. So be mad at all you Lincoln high school coaches. Be mad at Tony White, because his son ain't gonna be playing there no more. So you know, look, but also think, like, for him to be able to go get another job, another coordinator job. You know, I kind of look at it when I got traded. That means obviously you're sought after and you're doing some good things. So, you know, wish him all the best and just see where it goes from here, and then. Is it for sure Terrence Knight is leaving? I don't know.
I haven't seen the official confirmation, but it sounds like Knight and then also Jack Potenza were out the door with Tony White to Florida State as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's part of the deal, you know, and that's what happens when, you know, you have a coach that goes on to be a coordinator. I can see why you say, why would you go wait and see, you know, be a head coach, but you just never know. You don't want to be like was the dude down there that was supposed to, when they tell you the head coach and waiting and stuff like that, you don't want to do that. When they're down in Texas, when he was with Mac Brown, then he ended up going to
Muschamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ended up going to South Carolina, but it was, you know,
Florida. Then
yeah.
South Florida.
Carolina, yeah. So anyways, Mississippi Mug Dog says this: ideal world, Rule announces that Holgorsen is coming back and then hires Jim Leonard all within the next day or two. Yeah. Jim Leonard's cold blooded too. I don't know where he's at.
Last I knew, he was an analyst for the Packers.
Yeah, because he was helping Illinois, and then he didn't go back because he helped Illinois last year. Then he didn't go back. And maybe so. I mean, his defense is whatever.
I did have someone ask me about Elijah Robinson, not after your Syracuse just had.
That's a Texas A&M guy, right?
That went to Syracuse with Frank Brown. Yeah.
Is he a D coordinator?
Yeah.
There? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, he's got to get more. Look, great recruiter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dwayne, The Rock. No, just playing. Is there any concern that Coach White leaving, I guess, is a sign that he's jumping a sinking ship? I don't think so. I don't think. I mean, that's, like I said, the floor, or the ceiling of the floor is this year.
Mm-hmm.
Long, to get to the bottom of it, this is the only time that we need to be 6-6 or. If we are 6-6, all hell broke loose. That means some crazy losses and then a rash of injuries and coaches leaving and all that. You got to have a lot of things going on. So, one more question. How do you go from 5-1, which obviously we started out 5-1, we could have been 6-0, 31-24 loss to Illinois in overtime, to going 1-5 down the stretch, which started after the bye week, got blown out by Indiana. Hung tight in there with Ohio State, essentially gave that game away, kind of really got a little bit of pride back. But I think really those two games, you could just say, okay, Indiana caught us sleeping. Ohio State, you know, people didn't predict us to have a chance to win, and they probably probably would flip those two games. Indiana probably, if Indiana at the beginning of the season, if you said Indiana beat Nebraska 21-17, you said that's the upset and Indiana got lucky.
Yeah.
Considering first year coach and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then if Ohio State beat Nebraska 56-7, that's probably what you expect, right? Yeah. So you're at where you're potentially you're at. Not really, but okay, just play with you, right? It's probably more or less the Illinois game probably should chap your butt. I think the next 2 weeks are probably really, really crucial. The UCLA game and the USC game. That's probably what really is the most crucial when you have UCLA bye week, USC after bye week.
And UCLA at home, nonetheless.
UCLA at home. The lack of energy, lack of physicality and attention to detail essentially skipped Ohio State and was what got you defensively, or not even hold. When I say defensively, it's not, it's periodic, like let down. Certain guys didn't play up to their potential. Mm-hmm. And that's really what did it. And then offense was obviously going through some struggles and transition. And then you got Wisconsin and then you got Iowa. And we just talked about Iowa.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always said this year was going to be a maturity year. That means you got to show up, compete, and handle the business that you're expected to do, right? And it more or less was from preparation, attention to detail, football first mentality, and the sporadic kind of inconsistency by a few players and maybe a few position groups probably led to that one flip to 5-1 to 1-5. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's where you're at. And that's where the maturity, that's the next step. Maturity is not just being old. Maturity is understanding what it takes to win. And obviously it's a 12-month job. That's why you are compensated, because it's now a job. And that's why expectations need to be as such.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a results-oriented business.
That
right. Process is great. Yeah. I'm a big process guy as well. Let's start to see the fruits of the process.
Well, what you're saying, Austin, I don't want to hear about your potential. I want to see your production.
Amen.
Yeah. So with that being said, we'll take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy on a Monday, Aftermath Monday, drama-filled Monday, and who knows, it ain't over yet. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.